Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show. Today we're watching the balloons pop. Last year about this time, the 2025 LSU baseball team was rounding into postseason shape as the Tigers charged to the school's eighth national championship in June. The 2026 LSU baseball team, which was ranked number two, by the way, in preseason, just lost its ninth straight SEC contest last Sunday after being swept by Mississippi State in Starkville. It marked the first time that LSU has lost nine SEC baseball games in a row at any time in the school's long and decorated history. The Tigers of 2026 are 24-21. LSU is only 6-12 in the very difficult SEC this year. Only South Carolina at 5-13 and Missouri at 3-15 have worse conference records than the defending national champions through Sunday's games. Ouch. But eight was not enough for LSU at Mississippi State over the weekend. LSU scored, yes, eight runs in every one of their three straight losses at Starkville, Mississippi last weekend. In each game, the Tigers got off to a fast start. But unfortunately, the later innings saw the Tigers' pitching falter and the offensive bats struggle against a very talented Mississippi State bullpen. LSU dropped Friday night's opener 10-8 in 11 innings. Then Saturday night's game had LSU bolt out to a 7-2 lead starting the seventh inning, but the Tigers lost 9-8. LSU then led Sunday's finale 8-5 midway through the sixth inning before losing 13-8. Mississippi State, for their part, improved to 34-10 on the year, 10-8 in the SEC. The Mississippi State Bulldogs are part of a five-way logjam for fourth place in the SEC this week. Mississippi State is tied with Auburn, Florida, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma, all at 10-8 in the league. The LSU baseball team has suffered through a number of key personnel losses in recent weeks. Coach Jay Johnson can only do so much when his pitchers are getting hammered nightly and the Tigers' bats go cold at the most inopportune moments. LSU fans who have already booked those hotel rooms for Omaha's College World Series in June this year might want to be on the lookout for another team to root for if they choose to go to Nebraska then. At least for the year 2026, the defending champions of the NCAA's Division I college baseball are toast. Speaking of bubbles popping, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia went undrafted by the NFL last weekend. Diego Pavia single-handedly made Vanderbilt football interesting to watch for the past two seasons. His ability to scramble, run, and/or pass kept the SEC defenses off balance and the Commodores in the games. The Vandy quarterback, who was generously listed at being 6 foot by the school, helped the Commodores improve from 2-10 in 2013 to 7-6 in 2024, and then Vandy posted a school record of 10-3 last year in 2025. Quarterback Diego Pavia played with an incredible and infectious confidence on the field during his two seasons at Vanderbilt. He finished in second place in the Heisman Trophy voting last year. But despite being relatively short, at least by college quarterback standards, Diego Pavia was confident that he was going to be drafted by an NFL team last weekend. Pavia's belief in himself goes a little bit over the top at times. His ego tends to deny a little bit of reality. Vanderbilt's offense was wisely structured to take advantage of the quarterback's skills, but NFL teams want their incoming quarterbacks to fit into the coaches' systems. As his final season at Vanderbilt ended, Diego Pavia morphed into a Johnny Manziel type of personality, too. You might remember that Texas A&M's Johnny Football won the Heisman Trophy back in 2012, and Johnny Manziel was known for his personal confidence, well, and arrogance, and off-field substance abuse, too. It all worked against him as a professional football player. Selected in the first round by the Cleveland Browns, Johnny Football started just 8 games in the NFL and went 2-6 over his 2 seasons in the league. The NFL Combine went out and measured Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia. They found out he was 5'9" tall. He would be the shortest quarterback in the NFL this year. Well, 7 rounds and 256 names were called last weekend in Pittsburgh at the NFL Draft, but Diego Pavia was not one of them. He'd just become the first Heisman Trophy finalist to go undrafted since the year 2013. The good news is that Diego Pavia was signed as a free agent on Tuesday by the Baltimore Ravens. That team only had two quarterbacks on the roster, so Pavia might have a decent chance to become an NFL backup if he performs well during the training camp and in preseason games this summer. Finally, Texas Tech's very expensive transfer quarterback is in deep, deep trouble for gambling. Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson told the NFL draft media last week that he had turned down a $6 million NIL offer to stay at Bama for one final year of eligibility. But instead, Ty Simpson gambled on his NFL chances. And to the surprise of many, including me, Ty Simpson was selected with the 13th overall pick in round number one by the Los Angeles Rams last week. One sports site reported that Ty Simpson's first NFL contract is going to be worth about $24 million over the first 4 years with the Rams. And yeah, that's the same $6 million that Alabama allegedly offered to him. Had Ty Simpson been drafted as the last selection in the first round last week at number 32 overall, he would have been slated to make an estimated $16 million over 4 years, or $4 million per year. What does that have to do with Texas Tech? The university in Lubbock has very wealthy athletic backers who have been funneling millions of dollars into the Red Raiders NIL cooperative. Last season, Texas Tech effectively outbid several other prominent schools to obtain key transfer players. And it culminated with the Red Raiders going 11-1 in the regular season and playing in their very first college football playoffs. Texas Tech recently opened its NIL wallet again to sign University of Cincinnati transfer quarterback Brendan Sorsby to a reported $5 million deal for next season. Sorsby started his college football career at the University of Indiana prior to transferring to the Cincinnati Bearcats last year. Brendan Sorsby's lone season with Cincinnati had him tossing 27 touchdown passes with only 5 interceptions. So he had been one of the most heavily recruited players in the NCAA transfer portal over the last few months. On Monday, though, Texas Tech announced that their new $5 million quarterback, who hasn't played a down yet in Lubbock, had checked himself into a gambling treatment program. Reports indicated that Brendan Sorsby has a history of betting on college football games, and that included games when he was playing for Indiana, betting on the Hoosiers to win, while he was a member of that team as a freshman. Former LSU wide receiver Kayshon Boutte just completed his third year with the New England Patriots. Kayshon Boutte published a lengthy report in January of this year detailing a period where he was very heavily involved in online sports gambling while at LSU. Boutte claims to have lost $90,000 gambling, involving thousands of different wagers during his period of time at LSU while he was rehabilitating from a severe ankle injury. He was also arrested in January 2024, a year after he was already into his NFL career, as part of an online gambling investigation. Those charges were dropped 6 months later. The ex-Tiger's fascinating but PG-13 rated story does have a positive ending, and it's worth reading. You can go to my website at swampswamisports.com and click on the link to see it. Kayshon Boutte believes that most college athletes who get involved in gambling are, quote, going through something. He said, don't give up on them. Maybe they just need some help. The NCAA is now investigating Texas Tech transfer quarterback Brendan Sorsby for gambling allegations. The current NCAA rules call for a significant punishment if a college athlete wagers more than a cumulative total of $800 or more. Well, based on Sorsby's voluntary check-in for gambling addictions, I think it's safe to say that he is well above that $800 threshold. Sorsby could end up losing his final year of college eligibility. Pro scouting reports indicated that Brendan Sorsby had a good chance to become a first-round draft choice in the NFL next spring. All of that could be in jeopardy now. Texas Tech will, of course, spend whatever money is necessary to help cut a deal with the NCAA to give their $5 million transfer quarterback Brendan Sorsby one final chance on the field this fall. Voluntarily ending a gambling addiction treatment program could go a long way in helping his chances with the NCAA. Online gambling has become epidemic. Colleges report that 75% of all students gambled at least once during the last year. And nearly 20% of all college students gamble weekly or more frequently. Let's hope that Texas Tech's Brendan Sorsby, like LSU's Kayshon Boutte, can turn things around soon and help others going down that very same path. I'm Swamp Swami. Oh,
Thank you.